الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. There are so many lessons that a person can learn even from just the Shahada. Of course, the Shahada establishes for us the central premise of our deen, which is Tawheed, or the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that, all the branches of our deen are derived. And in the second statement of the Shahada, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn of the importance of following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam based on the fact that he has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be his messenger. And this is a many, many lessons can be derived from this, but one important point that we can make here and an understanding that we can gain is this concept of something called the nisbah. Nisbah basically means that something is related to another thing or something is connected to another thing. And it's through that connection that a person can then understand the importance of the thing to which it's connected. So, sorry, that was a little convoluted. Let me just simplify this. So imagine, just to get an idea of what it means to have a nisbah or a connection, imagine that there's a piece of stone, and that piece of stone is used to build a building. Depending on where that stone is placed, it's going to have a different value in the eyes of people. So for example, we can take a brick for a moment, a brick or a piece of stone. If that stone is used to build a home, it has a certain value in the eyes of people. But if you take that same piece of stone or brick and you use it to build a masjid, it has a totally different value in the eyes of people. If you take that same stone or brick and you use it to rebuild a, let's say there's, you know, you include it in the wall of the Kaaba to stabilize the structure, then that piece of stone has a totally different value associated with it in the eyes of people. So here you see the notion, which is that you take one thing which is the same, you put it on a, you know, on a house, it has one value, you put it on a masjid, it has another value, you put it in the Kaaba, it has a totally different value. So essentially, what we learn is that the connection of something, the relationship of something, it makes a difference. It establishes or can raise or lower a particular thing. Similarly, we have this concept within our deen as well, even within acts of piety. For example, you take two rak'ah and you pray two rak'ah in the forest somewhere. It has value X. You take the same two rak'ah and you pray them in the masjid. It's going to have a higher value. You take those same two rak'ah and you pray them in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. It's worth 1,000 times. You take that same two rak'ah and you pray it, you offer it in the haram of Mecca, Mukarramah, and it's worth 100,000 times. So here again, this concept applies in which the same thing, when placed in connection with various circumstances, has a different value. And this concept is ultimately pervasive in our deen and is actually highlighted by the Shahada. Because the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of creation, and it has a particular value because it's created by Him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be His final, ultimate messenger. And that creates a huge premium and a huge value on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is something that maybe we take as a principle, which is that when we attach ourselves to something valuable, we can gain and exceed and excel in a way that we would never be able to do otherwise. The ultimate example of that in our lives is just how we attach, what we make of ourselves and what we make of our time and what we make of our abilities. For example, if you look at me from a biologic perspective, from a historical perspective, I'm essentially non-existent. Look at me on the spectrum of time. So let's say creation has existed for billions of years. So if you took my life as a numerator and you divided it by the billions of years that creation has existed as the denominator, I don't even equal zero. You know, I mean, basically I'm a rounding error. All of us are just rounding errors. How many zeros would there be? You know, it'd be 0.00000000. You would just keep going and you wouldn't even be able to calculate how minuscule we actually are in the context of all of time. That's just one dimension. That's all of time. If you took me as an individual and you divided it by the total number of creation created, all of creation created, again, I would be a rounding error. If you took me and just divided me as an individual, one, divided by all of humanity that has been created, again, I'm a rounding error. If you take me and how much square footage I can occupy on the planet, you can forget about square footage, let's take me as a volume, how much volume can I actually occupy? And you look at me in the context of the entire universe, the expansive entire universe, I'll tell you that even the Earth is a rounding error. The volume of the Earth compared to the volume of the entire universe is essentially a rounding error. And that entire universe only represents a ring in the desert of the second layer of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From every perspective, it's as if we don't even exist. From every perspective, it's as if we don't even exist. Why? So what gives us value? What allows us to be able to rise above all of these realities that surround us? What gives us value and allows us to be able to rise above those realities is the fact that we have an opportunity to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make a connection with Allah, we go from a rounding error that is essentially negligible, that essentially is meaningless, and instead, we become people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we, through that connection, become relevant. And this is a really important thing to understand, because essentially we are totally irrelevant. And there's nothing that we can do that can ever have any degree of relevance. The only thing that makes us relevant is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity to be able to remember Him, to attach ourselves to Him, and to praise Him, to worship Him, to be His servants. And that allows us to be able to attain a certain degree of relevance. Now, you look at the world and you look at our own lives, forget the world. You look at our own lives, you look at the things that we pursue, we attach ourselves to a whole bunch of things that are just completely irrelevant. We look at how we spend our time and what we attach it to, where we place ourselves physically and what we attach ourselves to, where we take this heart and what we attach it to. So much of it is absolutely irrelevant. And all it does is it catches us in the vortex of irrelevancy and essentially renders us totally meaningless, as if we weren't already meaningless to begin with, but it renders us totally meaningless. The value of a human being, the value of existence, this minimal time that we've been given, this little bit of ability and energy and tawfiq that Allah has given us, what makes it special, or what can make it special, or what can make it beneficial and important, is if we attach ourselves to Allah. The greatest blessing that we have is that we can take ourselves and we can actually connect to Allah. When we connect to Allah, we become bigger than ourselves. We become, we create an opportunity for us to be able to raise ourselves. We create an opportunity for us to be able to earn something that is actually permanent, despite the fact that we are completely lacking in the ability of permanence. So this is a very important principle for all of us to understand, and that is that our greatest and only blessing, everything else is going to be wiped away by the time and by the waves of time and space. The greatest and only blessing that we have is that we are able to attach to Allah, and Allah is Akbar. Like we say this in prayer all the time, Allahu Akbar. Every single motion, we enter into prayer through Allahu Akbar. All the motions that we make, for the most part, are through Allahu Akbar. Every time we say this, what we're really reminding ourselves of and what we're really reestablishing is that whatever we have in our lives, whatever we think is important, whatever we're attaching ourselves to, whatever we think is relevant, Allah is bigger than that. Allah is the only one. Allah is the only one that is great. Meaning Allah is the great, greatest. He is greater than any other thing that we may deem to be relevant. Now, I could attach my heart to some temporary fad, some temporary fashion, some passing whim, but I will have wasted the opportunity to be able to attach it to Allah. And when a person is, it's only when a person is able to attach to Allah that the heart, the mind, the body, the soul all become relevant. And we need to be very clear about this, because this is what should be defining our entire existence. And the funny thing is that there's not even like a debate. You know, sometimes when you're trying to make a decision in life, it's very confusing because the two outcomes are so close that you're not sure. For example, you're trying to decide, should I buy a house in Chicago or should I buy a house in Naperville? And you're sitting and weighing and you're thinking, Chicago has this plus and Chicago has this minus and Naperville has this plus and Naperville has this minus. But in the end, those two decisions are so close. There's just minor differences between them. But when a person is making the decision of where they should attach themselves to, everything is completely meaningless except Allah. And the space, the distinction, the delta between these two things is so extreme that it doesn't even take a moment's thought to be able to conclude that. You know, what can I attach my heart to? I can attach my heart to my profession. My profession is passing. I am passing through the profession. The profession itself is passing. Even after some time, everything that I do will be relatively outdated. I can attach myself to a person, but the person is going to be passing. I can attach myself to my friends. My friends are going to be passing. I can attach myself to my money. My money is going to be passing. I could attach myself to something that I enjoy doing. That's going to be passing. I myself am going to be passing through various stages in life, and eventually I myself will pass away. There's nothing permanent in any of the things I attach myself to. However, the one unique angle, which is absolutely distinguished from any other option, is that if I attach my heart to Allah and I attach myself to Allah, that is the only thing that is permanent. Allahu Akbar. That's exactly what it is. You know, every time we're trying to think about what have I attached myself to? Where am I spending my time? What is important to me? What's relevant? How do I make myself relevant? It comes through Allahu Akbar, to recognize that Allah is bigger and better and above anything else. And that's essentially what life is. Life is a series of commitments. Where am I going to commit my time? Where am I going to give my breath? Where am I going to give my energy? Where am I going to give my wealth? Where am I going to give my abilities? And we make decisions. I'm going to commit this much time and money to this. I'm going to commit this much energy to this. I'm going to commit this much of my time to my friends. I'm going to commit this much of my time to my family. But in the end, you can give them different names, family, friends, et cetera, et cetera. All of it's passing. All of it's passing. Now, we have sort of option A and option B on the table. Option A, I can connect myself to the things in the dunya around me. Option B, I can surrender to my Lord. I can surrender to the one who created all. I can surrender to the one who has no beginning and who has no end. And when a person does that, they achieve a relevance that can never be achieved through anything else, because they get connected to Allah, and Allah is the only thing that is, Allah is permanent. Allah is above all. Allah is the greatest. So we have been given this ability to choose, which other creation has not been given the ability to do. And we have been given every single clear sign that there is nothing worthy of choosing except Allah. Now, does that mean that we don't exist in the world around us? No, because when a person commits to Allah, then through that, Allah places responsibilities upon them, responsibilities towards the community, towards the neighbor, towards a spouse, towards children, towards work, etc. But the ultimate commitment is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have an opportunity to connect ourselves, to create a nisbah, and we make a decision every day about how we're going to do that. And it behooves us to have the sense to look around us and think, where should I commit myself? Even if it takes a little bit of time, Allah gives 50, 60, 70 years for a person to be able to figure it out. Eventually, how much time does a person need? I mean, how many decades does a person need to live before they recognize that they wasted the last decade? You know, I think back when I was 0 to 10, what did I do? Wasted my time. When I was 10 to 20, what did I do? I wasted my time. When I was 20 to 30, I was doing these things I shouldn't have done. When I was 30 to 40, I was doing these things I shouldn't have done. Decade after decade only reveals that the past decade was completely worthless for me because I attached myself to things that I didn't recognize at that time were irrelevant, but I eventually only came to know much later. This is why when adults give advice to children, they say, the adults say, you don't know what I'm talking about. The children say, you don't know what you're talking about. The adults say, I've been through everything. You don't know what you're talking about, because they have the experience of life. And this is the reality of our existence. Allah gives us way more than enough time to come to one conclusion, and that's the only conclusion that a person needs to come to in life, which is that only thing that matters is Allah. The only thing that's relevant is Allah. The only thing to attach myself to is Allah. The only thing to sacrifice for is Allah. And of course, whatever comes underneath that, that all becomes for Allah. So we should hearken to our reality and recognize that the little bit that Allah has given us, and believe me, it is a little bit. We've been given a little bit of time, not even a millisecond in the reality of all of existence of time. We begin a little bit of space, not even a rounding error. We're essentially zero. Our time, our space, our wealth, we're actually zero if we were to sit there and to calculate it in response to those dynamic vectors. So we have one way of achieving some degree of success in this life and the next, and that is to absolutely and completely submit to Allah. And the beginning and end of that comes through the dhikr of Allah. We should be, I mean, think about this. I have to attach my heart somewhere. I have to call to the greatness of something. I have to talk about the greatness and grandeur of something. Now, I could talk about my laundry detergent. I could talk about my friends. I could talk about what clothes I wear. My heart's going to fall in love with something, and my lips and body are going to move in accordance with that. Why would it be anything other than Allah? There's not even a comparison to be made. So we have to purify our hearts and souls of all of the other attachments and completely and absolutely attach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we do that, that allows us to be able to earn an infinite reward. It takes us from complete and absolute irrelevance, from complete and absolute nothingness, to instead become relevant and to become people that matter. Now, that means that every moment should be for Allah. And honestly, if we just understood the reality of the distinction between Allah and all of His creation, then there would not even be a debate in our mind. We would not even have to have such a discussion. We would not even have to have such a reminder. But the problem is that we pollute our minds and our hearts and our souls with all these competitors. Historically, if they were rocks and they had names, then we would call them idols. Now, of course, we don't have little idols. We don't have these big idols. But we have these little idols in our hearts and minds that are competing with Allah. So we must eliminate those things. We should focus on Allah, spend our time making dhikr of Allah, reconnect to Allah. How can it be that Allah created us, the universe around us, everything that exists, allows us to be able to even take His name, and we don't even spend a few minutes in the day remembering Allah? We don't even spend a few minutes in the day giving gratitude to Allah, let alone making the prayers that we're supposed to make. This little bit of time that we spend in prayer, or we spend with the Quran, or we spend in dhikr, that is not a waste of time. That is the only thing that actually is relevant in our time. Everything else is a waste of time. The little bit of wealth that we actually give in the path of Allah, that is not a waste of wealth. That is the only good expense that we make. Everything else is wasted. We're not taking our furniture with us to the akhirah, to our graves. We're not taking our clothing with us or our cars or our homes. We're only taking our good deeds. What makes a penny relevant is when it's spent in the path of Allah. Again, we have a choice. You have a dollar in your pocket. That dollar can be connected to a hamburger shop. It could be $10. You have $10 in your pocket. You could connect it to a hamburger. You could connect it to a cup of coffee. You could connect it to some form of entertainment. Or you could take that same $10 and connect it to Allah. When a person takes $10 and connects it to Allah, it becomes multiplied many-fold. And it actually becomes the only true expenditure that can benefit a person in the next life. That's the only true expenditure. Now, whether that's spent giving a gift to someone for the sake of Allah, or feeding the poor for the sake of Allah, or using it to establish the knowledge of Allah, or to build a house of Allah, all of that is for Allah, but it makes it relevant because it is attached to Allah. We have been given the greatest gift on the planet, which is to be able to recognize our Lord and to be able to take the minuscule, irrelevant pieces of our lives and to attach them to Him. And that means we attach our time to Him, we attach our wealth to Him, we attach our energy and our efforts to Him, and it's through that we're able to earn a permanent and lasting reward. So this is something that as we come upon this, these opportunities that exist, especially in this day and age where we're not able to do the things that we normally do, from one perspective, it's very difficult because we're not able to go out and do the things that we do. But from another perspective, there's some benefit in it. And part of the benefit is that it allows us to be able to really focus on Allah. Look, maybe our ability to go out and intermingle with one another has been taken away. Maybe our ability to go out for a little bit and enjoy ourselves has been taken away. Maybe our ability to even go to our workplaces has been taken away. But no one has taken away our ability to engage Allah. That has never been taken away. Yes, to some angle it's been taken away, in that we can't go to the masjid the way that we normally go to the masjid. We can't gather the way we normally gather. But at the same time, the opportunity for the dhikr of Allah is always available. A person can take any moment and spend it in the dhikr of Allah. And so we should look at our routines, we should look at our lives, we should look at our schedules, and we should embed in our routine some semblance of the remembrance of Allah. Some semblance of the remembrance of Allah. And attach it to the things that we're aware of already exist in our lives. For example, I know I'm going to eat breakfast in the morning. So make it a habit that before I eat breakfast, I say Bismillah. That simple dhikr of Allah makes my breakfast relevant. Make it a habit that when I finish, I say Alhamdulillah. Maybe after I finish, I spend 5 minutes doing the dhikr of Allah. Or maybe after the Fajr prayer or Dhuhr prayer, whatever it might be. Anyway, we all need to make a routine for ourselves. Again, the only thing that makes us relevant, the only thing that gives us value, the only thing that is meaningful in our lives is the fact that we are connected with Allah. Without it, we are nothing. And with it, we are everything. And so we should give it its proper due. And we should appreciate it and turn our hearts and our minds towards that one and only relevant connection. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ